ciudad que va extensamente las bellas sucesas de este tipo. Ya es con una jardina ciudad a que es mejor por un lado y por otro. En dos de las neglectas mi camino de camino con tu madre en el hielo, en el hielo. And it is my thinking the northern travel we rode this well against the followers of our greatest foe. They had packed up with their shasty knowledge and did not give importance of the unit to the government. And this is written, say what you want to do that now. বিদ্যা কুলে কি করিবে তা ডিফারেন্স অফ হাই ডাইনেস্টি হাই রিলিজ অ্যান্ড অলসো স্কলারশিপ অফ দি স্ক্রিপচার্স অল ফ্রি টাইম ইফ দে নট হ্যাভ রিয়েল অ্যাট্রাকশন ফর নিত্যানন্দ স্কলার্স ফর হু রেকগনাইজেস মহাপ্রভু চৈতন্যদেব বাট ডু নট রেকগনাইজ নিত্যানন্দ. There was a section at that time who could not appreciate Nityananda Prabhu, but he had respect for the bhakti cow, the scripture, and also again for high kind of servant. And Nityananda Prabhu was more concerned with the different fallen from the so-called lower classes of the nation. There was more coming to. So Nityananda Prabhu had much respect from the society. Northern Thakur especially wrote this verse. Nityananda Prabhu, without Nityananda grace, your scholarship, your lineage, high family connection, won't be of any use. That was the only way. Nityananda's grace, that is the real foundation to have Chaitanya Deva. And then, of course, Kalara, Pandit, and the others. And then Luke Sanatana, Sarup Dhanava, the central figures, and Mahaprabhu's Deva, Lady Kali. The master of all the acharyas of the great glory of Pandit is Sarup Dhanava. He has given the still prayer, 14 prayer poems he has given. And that is the still prayer on which the whole Gaudiya Tattva has been described. Vyas Goswami has quoted in the Vaitama Chanta. Who is Nityananda? Who is Gadadhar? Who is Shiva? Who is Mahaprabhu? All coming from Sarvodhanava. And Sanatana Guru, he, everyone has taken, has accepted that in very substance, only in 14 shloka. He has given, he has acquainted us who is Gaudiya and who is Nityananda, Gadadhara, Shiva, Advaita, who are they. That is universally accepted by Mahajan of Gaudiya Sampradaya. Sarvodhanava. And posterity, descendants of Advaita Bhanda, there are half and half, six sons, half came to Gaudiya Vaishnava, half to Smarta. The first half went to Smart and the last half, the Archidananda, the last son, youngest, and the Vishwamitra Gopal, they came under the flag of Mahaprabhu. And the others, they left, they accepted. Those half Raghunandan, the greatest scholar of Smart section at that time. was also qualified now, but he was called because of Shri Karma Kama. And many of the Advaita scholars, whether in the company or not, they think that Advaita Guru is Krishna and Mahatma is Rama. Their conception is something like that, a particular section. There are so many scholars, in taking the name of Mahaprabhu, they get so many disciples. But still, when they begin to explain Srimad Bhagavatam, they do not give any respect to Mahaprabhu. But Kirdada Krishna died at this Ananda Gopal Goswami and the other renowned explainers of Bhagavatam. They used to go on in that way. Narottam warning them, gave warning. If you don't have any recognition for Nityananda, it's best assured that you will be lost. Shai Poshu Varadurācā is an animal. And he must be announced as a culprit in the garb of a father of Mahāprabhu Chaitanya. Nityānanda, Sandhini Shakti, Baladeva, representing Baladeva, and we are pressing him, it is not possible to have any substance and vision in that layer, in the sphere of Mahāprabhu as well as Balaam. অহংকারী মত হয়ে যাই বলে পাশে ইন্ডিসপেন্সিবল confidential. Golden Lord. Any question? Golden Lord.
Maharaj, you said to me two days ago that the guru can only be defeated by his son, or I think it was his father. What was it? Disciple. Son or disciple.
There is a saying. Sabvatta vidayam ichi shishyat puttat paradayam. It is desirable that one will attain victory at every press, but only defeat to his own son and to his own disciple. That his disciple will be greater. Greater merit and resources and a prospect, all these things. Because that will enhance his position. It also said, that one's merit is of the past life is judged by his son. Son, what type of son he has got, that will show the merit of his previous life. So, the Guru sincerely wills that his disciple may surpass him even in his serving to his Lord. He would expect more than himself, more service, that he may be, may have greater position in the circle of the judgments of Vipassas than he. That is the such affection the Guru has towards Shishya. Such well-wisher Guru is of the Shishya, of the disciple. He gives him, Mahaprabhu, gives everything what he knew to Rupa Goswami. Again he is asking while in Puri. Yes, he is a perfect person to propagate devotion. So I have given my everything to him, and I request you also to whatever you have got to transmit to give it to him. So Guru loves his disciple, empty, self-emptied. He makes him empty and feels pleasure by giving everything to the disciple. Such is the nature of the affection what Guru bears to his real disciple. This is the principle, and it is true. Disciple, then how the disciple will take it in his turn? He should give more respect to him than the Lord Krishna. He is abided by the order of Guru. So Radha Dasya comes from there. He will be servant to his immediate master. He does not know what is the real purpose of the Absolute Lord Krishna. He is the most helpful to his master. The well-wisher, the greatest well-wisher. Whatever he will require him to do, he will do that. Because through him he can expect Christ. Not by crossing Guru one would go to Krishna. Never. But the principle of Guru, person may be changed according to his own progress. By outside figure may change. But the Guru's position is constant. The Guru, the vision, conception of Guru is always be of that type. Make him vacant to give his all to the disciple. And disciple also in his turn and with the host of divine. That's the highest conception of the pure divine relationship between Guru and Shishya. And in the physical world also, some of the others. But in the case of Krishna also, bhaktaparadhino jhasakantrivaddiya, I can do anything and everything for my devotees. It is also mentioned in many places of the scripture. Shishya lagi, bhakta lagi kare tumi akarjya karam. Even what is blamable, the Lord does it for his devotees. It is mentioned in the scripture. ভক্ত লাগি কর তুমি অকার্য করো ইন দি কেস অফ হিজ ব্রেকিং হিজ ওন প্রমিস টু কিপ আপ দি প্রমিস অফ ভীষ্ম অ্যান্ড ভীষ্ম লিভিং দি ফাইটিং উইথ ফোর দ্যাট পাম্পস প্রেজ কৃষ্ণ হাউ what sort of devotion affection you have got for your devotee. I am a lowest type of devotee, but even not so. And to keep my prestige, my promise, you have left your promise that you won't take any weapon in this war or Kurukshetra, but you have taken it because I promised that I shall force you to take weapon today in half my fight. And you have kept my promise and left that of you. So merciful, so affectionate, pure mean, so-called serpent of me. That was Vishnu's statement. Bhakta lagi kavatami kaya. This is the nature of love. Love is such. Krishna, the great and small, the relation of love, great and small, no distinction. High and low, no distinction. That is the peculiar nobility in the substance of love. But that is love, that is pure love. No distinction. The biggest come to the serpent, the lowest. Ooh, this is bhakti, this is love.
What is it?
দুই পাঁচ আর দুই দিলে হবে না
লম্বা কোটে নাড়ু থাকবে লম্বা সরু কোটে নাড়ু আছে
পাঁচ টাকার নোট নেই কাজে গাই তুই
সরি
হবে গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর হরি
গৌর
মাটিতে পড়ে সারা রাত কখন উচ্চারণ অভ্যাস নেই ঘুম হয়নি অসুস্থ তখন অসুস্থ নিনাইকে আরতি করতে হচ্ছে বলে সারা রাত ঘুমায় একদিন কৃষ্ণ স্নান করছিল ভোরে আর ও অন্য সময় করছিল I have come to the acme of the
today. The answers come. Without asking question, you give answers. Even if we do not ask the question, if we think, we still get the answer.
Yes, this question has taken me to such a position. That the Krishna is all in all, and it is represented also in everywhere to the extreme. So we need not be afraid of risking everything for his service. Whatever small we risk, but we get, that is entirely. And infinite to such a degree such a degree. The finite, we can have as if the position of the infinite in such a degree. This is given by Mahaprabhu and his servitors to us. This news, such hope, has been given, has come to our doors. Mahaprabhu says, he himself, that entity, he says that I am in such position. Aham bhakta parādhino, I am dependent. I am dependent on bhakta, on my devotee. The Prabhu Vitta, he has a sweet relationship between the servant and the master. The man and the master, such sweetest and sincere, most relationship, as Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu declares. This servant, the most the highest prospect of jiva, requires slavery outwardly, but mastership of the absolute in reality. Aham bhakta parādhino jhāsatantara in Pagana Jivānamata. I have mentioned that as the last achievement of the jiva of the Pagana. Ātma pradānu pujyanta padigyānta patiśyatam. He has given understanding, he has punished, he has given punished that I dedicate wholly to the interest of my devotees. This assurance is there. So much. Those that surrenders to him, for them, his assurance is that as I am, I give it wholesale to you. Ātma pradāna pajyanta pratigyānta pratiśrutam. Those that surrender themselves, they get the promise of such prospect. So much. So much promise they get in return of their surrender. Surrender is so powerful. Apparently, for the time being, thinks that I am self-effacement. But really, it gets in return the absolute in his control. So much powerful from this sarana. And this is only the medicine that can be applied on the absolute, which can bring us to us to cure our disease. What more? I may not commit offense in the feet of the Lord. Forgive me.
We are always coming with empty vessels, and you are always overfilling.
When there is when Bhagavat Maharaj and after Rashlila, and Radharani left that, and Krishna went found that Radharani is absent in the Rasa, suddenly he found, and then he left the Rasa and went to in search of Radharani. And when he met her, then following her for some time, and then Radharani said, I am too much tired. If further I am to go, you must carry me, I can't walk. Then Krishna disappeared at the time. And Bhagavata Maharaj, one of his old disciples, asked, said, what is this? why Krishna left Radharani when she asked that, take me wherever you like, I can't walk anymore. And she disappeared. This is very negligent. Prabhupada was enraged. What point of devotion you find here that you have come ask a question? He was enraged. I was not blessed. Without trying to give some answer to this question, he flew into then he stopped. Then I thought, did not forget when I was explaining the meaning of this passage, he must have given some point to understand. So that I avoided totality, he could not tolerate that any disregard from Krishna towards Radharani, he could not tolerate at all. Just dismissed the point of discussion. So much excitement. Then I found Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written only to enjoy the situation that if Krishna disappears at that point, how Radharani will move. What sort of nature comes in heart to enjoy that Krishna was just on the back to enjoy. And not let leave Radharani, it is not possible. But only he hid himself to satisfy his curiosity that what she does when suddenly among them, that was his meaning, and not to neglect her. And this is the meaning. But Prabhupada could not tolerate the idea. Also I found when there is a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, song, I mean the song of the Sukhada Vasi. That song, there is a point that I can't tolerate the participation, I can't look with pleasure the servitors of the camp of Chandrabali, Shadda, etc. Because their sight excites in me the idea that they want to take Krishna from the camp of Radharani, making it dark for us. So when this is Radhikara Kunja Andhakara Kuri Doite Se Chai Se Radhar Kuri. I remember that twice it was sung. Radhikara Kunja Andhakara Kuri by they want to snatch away Krishna, making the kunja of Radharani dark. Prabhupada, this is a shock, electric shock. Just like he is receiving a shock, he comes and receives a shock. It is intolerable that Radharani's kunja camp is dark, and the Krishna is absent, and he has gone to please another than Radharani. It is intolerable, inconceivable to him. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in Tatastha statement, in Bhaktivinoda statement, what it was the fact, so that he cannot, in his relative position, he can't try his loss was receiving shock. Nazikara Kunja Such is the sentiment of the devotees. Here I stop.
Jai Om Vishnu Padaya, Om Vishnu Padaya, Rajagata, Shri 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 Shri